Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Huge championship weekend ahead, but for Man United fans waking up this morning, it wasn't a bad dream, sorry.
No, it wasn't a bad dream. We're going to have Don Lowe coming up with his Hurling Nation essay. Championship getting underway this weekend, and he's on fire in this essay. But Manchester United dumped out of the Europa League last night. Dreadful performance in defeat to Seville. Two absolute howler mistakes in defence from David De Gea and Harry Maguire again contributed to a comprehensive 3-0 defeat, but in truth it could have been a lot more. The Irish Sun headline this morning is Cruella Seville, De Gea and Maguire make a real dog's dinner of it. Eric Ten Hag said Manchester United let the fans down with their unacceptable lack of fight and desire, and this was the reaction of United midfielder Christian Eriksen.
We didn't really get in the game from the first minute. I think we tried, but I think today we gave them a lot of opportunities to finish us off.
Why do you think you couldn't get into the game early on?
Yeah, I think we lost a bit of our coolness in the build-up. They went high pressure and we didn't really do well with that. I think we made more mistakes than we normally do. Personally or not, I think that the whole team today we could have catched up on the mistakes that teammates made, but we didn't.
Did the atmosphere or the occasion get to the players tonight, do you think?
No, I don't think it's anything with that. I think take away anywhere where we play, if we give away the goals we do today, I think we'll lose. So that's nothing to do with the atmosphere. I just think we on our own game wasn't strong enough.
That's Christian Eriksen. Big week for United on Sunday. They take on Brighton at Wembley in the FA Cup semi-final and then play Tottenham in a key match for the top four spot next week. Seville, meanwhile, will play Juventus in the Europa semi-final and Bayer Leverkusen meet Roma in the other. West Ham, meanwhile, booked a Europa Conference League semi-final meeting with Dutch side AZ Alkmaar when West Ham beat Ghent 4-1. Fiorentina will play Basel in the other semi-final. In tonight's league action, the Premier Division leaders Bohemians, well, they're away to Drogheda. The big game sees St Pat's host league champions Shamrock Rovers. It's live on RTE2. Cork City meet Derry City and Shelburne host Dundalk. The First Division leaders Galway United away to bottom side Kerry FC. And similar story in England, where Premier League leaders Arsenal play bottom of the table Southampton. In golf, Leona Maguire is 4 over par after her opening round of the Chevron Championship. Stephanie Meadow is 5 over. The leader on 5 under is 5 is Peiyun Chien. Now, as mentioned, the 2023 Senior Hurling Championship begins this weekend and Don Lowe Cusack is back.
Good morning, Des. Hurling Nation reporting for duty and glad to be back. It's not summer yet, but thankfully there is a clearing in the dense fog of the GA calendar and we have sight on the splendour of the Hurling Championship once more. Getting us going tomorrow are the hurlers of Antrim and Dublin. When Rishi Sunak was pretending to point out the sights of Belfast to Joe Biden last week, I bet he missed Corrigan Park. The Saffrons will welcome home comforts, but the Dubs under new manager Micheál Donoghue should prevail. Next up will be a Saturday matinee from Salt Hill featuring Galway and Wexford. The current league isn't the best guide, but the final table left Wexford with just 1 win over Westmeath. They were shipping more than 2 goals a game. Dara Egan has a lot of screws to tighten and some hatches to batten down. Galway come to the championship as always with a tasty assortment of forwards to choose from and a king of forwards coaching them. That should be enough for now. Rounding us off on Saturday night is Westmeath's trip to Nolan Park. On the back of the Cats mauling by Limerick a fortnight ago and Westmeath to be missing some key players, expect there to be only one result here. Waterford versus Limerick on Sunday is the glamour show on the schedule this weekend. It's Munster Championship. We're not saying it's a superior product because that doesn't need saying. Limerick were asleep at the wheel when they lost their first league match to Cork, but they shook themselves back to life after that. They finished by swatting Kilkenny aside in the league final. Along the way, Limerick blooded some new players and rested some old ones. They have Keane Lynch's sorcery on tap again, Aaron Gillan is in from the cold, and 4 in a row is a great sauce for the hungry. Having crashed and burned in last year's championship, Waterford reached for a human defibrillator. Every hurler on the ditch has a strong opinion on Davy Fitz. Some are muttering that Davy is too attack-minded. Not long ago, many from the same parish were mourning that he was too much of the opposite mind. Waterford are better than what they've shown in the league. Expect fireworks in this one, but with some injury concerns for the Dacia, it looks like Davy versus Goliath is going to go the way of the favourite this time. Clare and Tipperary wrap up the weekend on Sunday evening. Tip under Liam Cahill galloped through Division Group 1B, beating all comers and hammering in 14 goals. In the semi-final, the Cahill momentum hit a brick wall though. No goals and a 6-point defeat to Limerick. It happens and they won't be unduly worried. For Clare, All-Star David Fitzgerald is ruled out through suspension, but fellow All-Star Shane O'Donnell is set to return. Innes is a tough backyard to play in, and the sight of Tip jerseys in Cusick Park guarantees to get banner pulses racing. If the weekend is going to give us a shock, even a small one, it could be here. However, of late, Clare have developed Jekyll and Hyde tendencies, and uncertainty over Mr. or Doctor's appearance lends a cautious endorsement to the Premier's credentials for victory. So there you go, fellow citizens. Enjoy it, as we've only a short lease on something so good, it frightens those responsible for growing it into rationing it, and the current GA leadership will have it back in storage before we know it.
That's a right lash from Don Logue there. Lively start from him. Great to have the championship back. We'll have Paul Flynn's football predictions later in the programme, and all of the weekend games, like the 15 or 16 championship games, on Radio 1 over the weekend. 7 hours tomorrow on Saturday Sport, 4 hours on Sunday Sport. At the World Snooker Championship, a surprise as the highly fancied former champion Sean Murphy suffered a 10-9 upset at the hands of the Chinese debutant Xi Jiahui. Antrim's Mark Allen leads England's Stuart Bingham 5-3 after the opening round of their second round game, and four-time world champion Mark Selby survived a good fight back from Matthew Sell to win 10-8. In rugby, Ulster can retain second place in the URC if they beat Edinburgh tonight in Belfast, and we've racing this afternoon at Cork and Kilbeggan.